This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Defence Acquisition Council, DAC, has accorded acceptance of necessity for procurement of 22 interceptor boats with the latest state-of-the-art system in order to enhance the capabilities of the Indian Coast Guard. They will be used for coastal surveillance and patrolling, search and rescue operations, including medical evacuation. These boats are capable of quick interception and shallow water operation in territorial waters. A meeting of the Defence Acquisition Council under the chairmanship of Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh concluded in New Delhi today, where various capital acquisition proposals were considered. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said it is only the collaboration of Quad that can ensure a free, open, stable, secure and prosperous Indo-Pacific. Making opening remarks in the Quad Summit in Tokyo, he said the commitment of doing global good that the member nations have undertaken has a resonance far beyond this region. He said it is therefore essential that the political understanding should strengthen, economic partnerships grow, technology collaborations expand and the people-to-people comfort intensifies. The Quad Foreign Ministers meeting was held in Tokyo today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, along with his counterparts from Japan, the United States of America and Australia, attended the meeting. The issue of death of UPSC aspirants due to drowning in a coaching centre in Delhi was today raised in both Houses of Parliament. In the Lok Sabha, BJP and Congress both demanded a probe into the matter. During the zero hour, BJP member Bansuri Swaraj demanded that the Union Home Ministry should set up a probe committee to look into the matter. Shashi Tharoor of Congress also demanded a comprehensive investigation. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party said officers are responsible for issuing no objection certificates to run the coaching centres. He wanted to know what action is being taken against them so far. Initiating the discussion in the Rajya Sabha, Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi of the BJP termed the incident as criminal negligence and questioned that how much money was spent on the cleaning of drainage systems by the city government agencies. Derek O'Brien of TMC also expressed concern over the incident and said that commodification of education was not properly addressed in the national education policy. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, has demanded caste census and legal guarantee of MSP to farmers. Participating in the discussion in the Lok Sabha today on the General Budget 2024-25, he said the legal guarantee for MSP in the budget would have helped farmers. He also questioned the Agniveer scheme. He alleged that the Union Budget 2024-25 has nothing for scheduled castes, scheduled tribes and OBCs who account for 73% of the country's population. He also talked about the paper leak issue, saying that this issue is affecting youths. Referring to Mr. Gandhi's remark on the Agniveer scheme, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said misconceptions have been created about the scheme by the Leader of Opposition and he is ready to have a discussion on Agniveer in the House. In Paris Olympics, India's Arjun Babuta finished fourth in men's 10-meter air rifle event. Arjun is the second Indian shooter who missed a medal today. Indian men's hockey team today drew against Argentina. Lucas Martinez helped Argentina get ahead in the first half, while Captain Harmanpreet Singh buried a drag flick from a penalty corner right before the start of the last minute. The match thus ended in a 1-1 draw. The Indian men's hockey team will next face Ireland. The Indian Embassy in Lebanon has issued a travel advisory today for Indian nationals after Israel's warning to the Lebanon-based Hezbollah group sparked fears to escalate the conflict. The advisory stated that Indians in Lebanon or those planning to travel to Lebanon must remain in contact with the embassy in Beirut. In a post on X, the Indian Embassy said in view of the recent developments in the region, Indian nationals are advised to exercise caution and remain in contact with the Indian Embassy in Beirut. In Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro has won the presidential elections for the third time. The head of the Electoral Council, Elvis Amoroso, said that out of 80% of ballots counted, President Maduro had won 51% of the vote. And with that, we end this news bulletin.